History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a new takeover happening in America of 65-year-olds. We've never had so many turning this age at any other time in history. Newsline spoke with Jason Fichtner, chief economist at the Bipartisan Policy Center, on what's changed as people have gotten older.
This is really interesting. What surprised you the most about this, about the why behind it?
I think one of the biggest surprises we found when doing the study looks at the retirement preparedness for those that are turning 65. And I think for your listeners, what's important to realize is we are now calling this the peak 65 zone, because starting in this year in 2024, continuing through 2027, 4.1 million Americans will turn 65 every year. That's an average of 11,200 people turning 65 every year. And as we get through, it's a lot. And as we get to the end of the decade, by 2030, all of the baby boomers will be age 65 or older.
And these 65-year-olds are very different than the 65-year-old parents that they had years ago. Their lives look very differently. You spoke about retirement a little bit, but how else are the lives of 65-year-olds today so different from in years past?
There are a few things I think worth noting that are important from an economic standpoint. One, again, when thinking about the parents of those who are now 65, a lot of their parents, when they worked, they tended to have one job for most of their career, and those jobs offered a defined benefit pension plan. So people were working, they got a paycheck when they worked, and when they retired, they got a pension from their employer and also Social Security. So they had that traditional three-legged stool of Social Security, a defined benefit pension plan, and some personal savings. That's now kind of changed. A lot of people today who are 65 and even those who are younger end up having more than one job throughout their career, and they no longer have a defined benefit plan. They have this defined contribution plan, also as we know it as a 401k, which requires people to save more on their own than they were before. They get to retirement with hopefully a nest egg, but they have no idea what to do with that. It's very complicated. They work, and then when they retire, someone says, congratulations, go off on your own, and they don't know how to turn that into a paycheck for life.
Right. How else are their lives different, the 65-year-olds of today, than years in the past, when it comes to their personal lives, their marriages, and whatnot? There's trends with regard to that as well, right?
Yeah, you see a lot of differences with people working longer. They also have more introspection about how they want to live their lives. There's been a discussion whether we should retire the word retire, because a lot of people, if they want to, they continue working past 65 in some way or other, whether part-time or a volunteer. And also the concept of age 65 has changed. I mean, again, for those who are turning 65 today, their parents retired at 65. That was sort of the norm. And in some ways today, only for like airline pilots and a few other industries is there a mandatory retirement. But now 65 is a cultural anchor. Some people retire earlier, some people retire later, some never retire. And then you see a change in the demographics. You mentioned the idea of marriage. That changes the number of people going into who continue to have housing debt when they retire has also gotten larger. Most people historically paid off their houses before they retired. Now people continue to carry mortgage debt well into retirement, and that's changing the very nature of financial security and retirement as well. And again, the idea of being able to live longer and work longer changes how we think about how we start our next chapter when we hit age 65 and think about what does retirement mean for us.
Right. But living longer, working longer, overall 65-year-olds today would be, you by and large, wealthier and often healthier, right?
To an extent. And this is where you think about the idea of wealth, because this generation is wealthier than the previous generation. But it's important to consider what we mean by wealth, because the data show that there's larger concentrations of assets, which in some parts include housing, but also includes that defined contribution 401k plan we talked about. So you think about the 65-year-old's parents. They didn't necessarily retire with a large asset base from a defined contribution plan, but they had wealth that was stored in this defined benefit plan, this pension plan. So we've changed the very nature in some ways. So when we look at people today and say, oh, they're 65, they're wealthier, but they're now being responsible to take over more of the share of their retirement. We shifted the risk and the financial burden onto them because they don't have a pension plan. And Social Security is facing financial difficulties. In the early 2030s, the Social Security trustees estimate that the trust funds will be depleted. And that does not mean Social Security is going bankrupt. But if Congress does nothing, it means there will only be enough revenue to pay about 75% of the benefits that we've promised people.
All right. And of course, that wealth has to last longer with so many people living longer these days. Joining us on Newsline to talk about this interesting topic, Jason Fichtner, the chief economist at the Bipartisan Policy Center, who led that study about the trend in 65-year-olds. There are now more than ever before. Thanks for being with us today on Newsline.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.